pay program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Superhuman Radio.
Yes, it's
Superhuman Radio.
Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
Superhuman Radio.
Who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands. And who disguised as
Carl Lenore,
mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way.
And welcome back to another edition of Superhuman Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lenore. I'm flying solo today. LG Dupree is missing in action. He did warn me that he was going to do a live remote last night at some nightclub and that he would be rough around the edges when he came in. Well, it looks like he didn't make it in at all. So anyway, LG, if you're listening out there, you know, come on, man, get in here. Anyway, we've got a great show for you today. First of all, we're going to be talking to Chuck Rudolph today. He is the R&D director for Cyvation Prima Force. We're going to be talking about and re-exploring a compound called beta-ectosterone, which has been shown in numerous studies to have a very anabolic effect in increasing muscle and protein synthesis. And we're going to be exploring that today with Chuck. Just want to make sure that you remember the website is superhumanradio.com. Anything we talk about on the show, any of the promoters of the show, you can find them at the website superhumanradio.com. Also, you can stream the show later on anytime you want at your convenience from there, or you can also set up your podcast from the website superhumanradio.com. The phone number at the studio is 571-1080. If you have any questions for Chuck Rudolph today about beta-ectosterone, that's the number you would call in, 571-1080. Before we bring Chuck into the show, there's a couple things that I wanted to mention. First of all, I had an interesting experience and conversation this past week with a doctor friend of mine, and we were talking about the high number of young men who are presenting low testosterone levels at his practice. And it seems that this is something that is chronic for some reason. I don't know why, but he's seeing a lot of it, and a couple other people that I talk to are also telling me that they're seeing a lot of it. And so one of the things I want to tell you is that for those of you adults who have young children, or for those of you in your 20s, it's really important for you to go out and have a complete hormone screening done so that you know what all of your baseline hormones are. So if, in fact, someday you develop some sort of symptoms and you're concerned and you go to the doctors and you have hormone tests done, they have something to compare to for when you felt at a time when you felt good, when you felt strong, when you felt healthy. It's important to take this now when you're young, in your 20s, 25, 30, because then you have a blueprint for what, how your body functioned when you were healthy and young, and it's something you can refer back to. As you age, when you start seeing doctors for different issues, they can look and they can say, oh, look at this. You know, when you were younger, these hormones were here, but now they're here. Maybe this is the reason that you're feeling the way you are, or the reason that you're developing these symptoms. So if you go to your doctor and ask them for a complete hormone test, I don't know that your insurance company will cover it for you or your children. Quite often, insurance companies are reluctant to pay for anything that isn't associated with an illness. They don't like to do things that are preventative in nature. However, it is well worth it. There's quite a few websites on the internet where you can order hormone tests at a reasonable price for a couple hundred dollars and get complete panels done on all of the key hormones so that you know where they are today. So as you age, you can work towards keeping them in that youthful range, because I believe that through the manipulation of the endocrine system, you can maintain youthfulness later on into life, but you have to know what targets to shoot for, and the only way to know that is if you get hormone tests done when you're young and see what youthful levels look like for you. They're different for everyone. For one person, what they feel good and their levels of specific hormones are, and for another person may vary greatly. So it's important that you have this done and you not just go by whatever the general rules are handed to you by your doctor. Well, if they're within this range, you're fine. That's not true. Everyone is different. Your endocrine system for you is an individual situation, and you should absolutely know what all of your target hormones are when you're young and feeling healthy and strong so that you can work towards maintaining those levels as you age. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that. Also, we also wanted to mention that on the website, you can also get the show schedules that are coming up for upcoming shows. They haven't been updated with the proper regularity. However, if you go to our website and you sign up for our email list, we won't hound you with useless email. We will simply send you the upcoming show schedules and guests, and that gives you an opportunity to give us feedback ahead of time, submit questions ahead of time if you want a specific question asked of a guest. So if you go to superhumanradio.com and you sign up for our mailing list, I promise you we will not hound you, we will not solicit you, we will just send you a once-a-week update of what shows are coming up so you can tune into the ones that you want or download the ones that you want that are of interest to you. So again, visit the website superhumanradio.com, sign up for our email list, and get on the list so we can keep you abreast of what is actually happening. We're going to go ahead and take a break early. We're going to roll into the break now so that when we come back, we'll have Chuck Rudolph on the phone and we can get right to the business of this wonderful compound, beta-ectosterone. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio 1080, WKJK.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest Pro
protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, we're back. If you want to call in and you have any questions, the phone number is 502-571-1080, or you can email us at onair@superhumanradio.com. So we're going to be talking about a compound called ecdysterone, and it's a phytosteroid credited with being as anabolic as some synthetic anabolic steroids. And we're going to be talking with Chuck Rudolph about it. Chuck is a registered dietitian. He holds a master's degree in nutrition education with a concentration in biochemistry. He is also the nutritional research investigator and nutritional product developer for Sivation Primaforce, a company which I love. And they are an elite nutritional supplement company based in California. And Chuck is speaking to us today from his home in California. Good morning, Chuck. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, sir. How are you?
Very good, very good. First of all, I want to commend you on the information you sent me about this. You know, I always ask guests to send me some of the research that they're basing their opinions on. And, boy, I have to be careful when I ask you to do that because you sent me buku stuff to read. It was all fantastic, too. Very, very good.
Thank you very much.
First of all, tell the listeners what beta-ecdysterone is.
Well, basically, there's a couple names that you may hear it. It's 20-beta-hydroxyectosterone. It's called ectosone. It's called hydroxyectosone. There's various synonyms for it. But basically, it's a phytoectosteroid. It's a type of chemical that's produced by plants as well as insects. And the plant uses it to defend against the insects. The insects use it to during their molting process. So basically, what it looks at it, the idea behind it is increasing nitrogen retention or starting protein synthesis. Okay. And that's where some of the early on studies started with, and that's what they looked at. So it's kind of just evolved from there. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of human data indicating specific protein synthesis, but I've got some anecdotal data, and we do have rat studies, which we use a lot,
right,
and correlate between. So it's pretty much what it is. It's just a plant steroid, basically.
Okay. And as you stated, this is not a new supplement. I mean, the Russians experimented with it back in the early 80s, correct?
Oh, yes. I mean, I have documentation on it all the way back to 66.
So what? Here's the thing that baffles me. I mean, as early as this morning, I was on some of the forums. I was reading some of the posts about ecdysterone. And there seems to be, you know, just a polarization of results. You have people who say that this stuff is the greatest thing in the world. It's so good. You know, increases lean body mass dramatically, helps cut fat, has a lot of benefits. There are other people who say, you know, gee, I don't know why this stuff isn't working for me. Are there non-responders, or is the issue the quality of the ecdysterone that happens to be out there?
I think that you're always going to have someone that doesn't respond. Now, is that because of a genetic effect, or is that because their diet's not correct? Is it their training's not correct? There can be various reasons why a person would or would not respond to a nutrition supplement, especially an ecdysteroid. I personally, just from experience, I think you just need a higher dose more frequently. And early on when the ecdys came out, there were some various products or various materials that were not living up to the right percentage of actual 20-hydroxyectosteroid in that plant. So if it was supposed to be a 60% or a 50 or a 20 or a 90, they weren't living up to that percentage when they were being tested. And I think a lot of people got misrepresented with the amount they were getting.
Now, you just raised a good point. There was a question that was sent to me from someone on the Avant Labs website, and they had asked, is there a difference between the quality or the effect of the ecdysterone based on the plant that it's derived from? I know there's a couple different plants that are used to derive the ecdysterone from.
In my opinion, and speaking with two or three other biochemists, and I actually, it was kind of interesting, I you know, we've been doing all this research for a while, since like 96 when I first stumbled across ectosterone coming from the Summa plant. And what I did is recently I started trying to get a little more information, find those research studies I had, and I came across Dr. Zakir, who did some research looking at the ectosterone. So on a whim, I just emailed him. It was on a PubMed doc. I sent him an email, and he actually responded back to me.
Really?
And his information was the active that you're looking for is the 20-hydroxyectosterone.
Which is a metabolite of the ectosterone, correct?
What it is, it's one of the actives in, there's over thousands of ectosteroids present. And each plant could have anywhere from 100 to 200 plus. But the active that they were using to get this protein synthesis or the adaptogenic effect or the benefits on glucose response, that was the 20-hydroxyectosterone or the ectosone.
Okay.
And I asked him, I said, hey, is there a difference between using the Cyanotis vaga or the Rapanticum or Summa? And his comment was, what he uses is a 50% Rapanticum. That's what the herb that he gets because he's from Russia.
Right.
But he said he is only really after the 20-hydroxyectosterone. His comment was, the Rapanticum is recognized under Dechet, where the Cyanotis vaga isn't.
Uh-huh.
That was his difference.
What's the other one? Liuza something?
Liuza carthamortis. That is, it's a synonym for Rapanticum.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
It's just, I believe it's another, just another terminology that's used, or another, maybe a genus or a species name used for the Rapanticum.
Now, you just mentioned something. You know, we're so focused on protein synthesis when we talk about this particular product because it builds muscle. But you also talked about how it works with glucose. And some of the studies that you sent and some of the things that I found on the internet myself indicated that this compound actually has a profound effect at the liver. Is that true?
Yes, some of the studies I looked at, that's where they showed the benefits to be.
And it also has an effect on glucose and insulin response to glucose. Is that correct?
Correct. Balancing and stabilizing blood sugar levels without an indication of extra insulin activity or increased insulin response.
So my takeaway from some of that research was you really need to continue to eat the right kind of carbs, but you need to make sure that you have enough carbs in your diet because this product would actually help to make sure the carbs are shuttled to the right place.
That's possible. But one thing about this is I've used it on many people when I put them on a contest diet where there's not many carbs except from vegetables. And it preserves muscle tissue phenomenally.
Okay. Now, it has no androgenic effect as from some of the studies that I've seen. Is that what your finding is as well?
It doesn't have any effect on testosterone levels or having any type of effect on HPTA at all.
Okay, so that said, it should not affect testosterone levels. However, I noticed that one of the functions at the liver is that it helps to clear cholesterol out of the system faster.
Correct.
So would it be sensible for somebody who's using an ectosterone product to make sure they're getting adequate, if not slightly more, cholesterol in their diet to make sure that they have the building blocks for the other hormones that are cascading in their body naturally?
It's possible. The thing about that is I promote a high-fat diet anyway.
Okay.
Just high in good fats and beneficial fats, which, you know, you're going to get a cholesterol increase anyway. But the thing about it is cholesterol is so genetic-wise. You know, many people, they have high cholesterol and don't eat cholesterol. Some people have low cholesterol and eat cholesterol all day long. It's all going to be individually related. I don't have a definite answer for you on that
okay.
one.
Okay.
I wish I did, but I don't. But I can tell you, of the probably 40, 45 athletes that I've dealt with, I'd say probably a handful of them get blood work done frequently because they're top-notch athletes, and not one of them has had an issue with their cholesterol,
being too low or anything like that.
HDL,
okay.
LDL, nothing that's gone off the charts or for us to say, holy cow, what's going on?
Right. Now, proper protein intake is critical for success with this particular product. And when we talk about increasing protein intake, are we talking about just staying at that 1 gram per pound of body weight, which is kind of the gold standard within the fitness, bodybuilding, power, strength industry?
Well, I may change you on that one. My philosophy and the way I establish protein needs for a person is based on their weight training. It also plays on their age. You know, 15, 16-year-old male females, they don't need a pound per or a gram per pound of body weight.
Interesting. Okay.
There's a lot of research showing, I think it was Peter Lemon has done a lot of research on protein needs for athletes. And I believe his ranges were anywhere from 1.4 all the way up to 2.8, and I believe there was a 3.0, but don't quote me, per gram of protein per kilogram body weight.
Okay.
So,
so really, there's no the bottom line is you must be eating adequate protein to see results with this product, and whatever adequate protein is going to be, you got to go back to the individualization of protein intake for that particular athlete.
Exactly, and what I would recommend is pretty much around the 2.4 to 2.8 grams per kilogram body weight.
Okay.
Just to set a standard, let's just put it right there.
Now, if it doesn't have any type of androgenic activity. What is the actual pathway that it's working from that increases protein synthesis?
It's acting on a gene. It's given a type of gene expression is what one of the studies that I saw here. I want to say that, that there's like a hormone lignin binding that's going on, and I, unfortunately there's no information to say exactly what pathway it's working on.
Right.
I wish I had one, but there isn't. I haven't found any exact pathway as to why we're getting an increase in translation or this increase in gene expression by taking this supplement.
Do you think there's going to be more human studies on this supplement?
I'm trying.
Okay.
I'm going to try.
I noticed it increases red blood cell proliferation.
I saw that, yeah, on that study. I saw that one as well. That's what's amazing. I mean, you saw all the information. It does so many things. It's amazing. The thing is trying to find out exactly what is the proper dosing for each individual. Is it, if we go high, we know the toxicity is like 9 grams per kilogram, so you know, we're not going to get any toxicity problems.
Right.
But
unless you're really wealthy because it's, you know, you got to buy a lot.
Taking a bottle a day.
Yeah, really.
But, you know, the thing is it is new. There's old research on it. A lot of it is, you know, rats and mice and quail. But
yeah,
there's some validation there that we can at least start with. We know there's not a toxicity problem, which is one of the first things I look at when I look into developing a supplement. What's the toxicity? So that I don't have any issues with it.
Right.
And then I've been picking on some of the guys at Sivation to see if we can do something small. Just give me a little something so I can at least say, okay, it's worth another study and let's spend some money and really crank out a really good study. But we're getting there slowly but surely.
Okay, very good. We've been speaking with Chuck Rudolph, Director of R&D for Sivation PrimaForce, about beta-ectosterone, and we'll continue with this conversation right after this commercial break. We'll be right back.
Radio 1080 WKJK.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and and you'll be a believer too.
Finally, a Bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's OPResource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to OPResource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. OPResource.net.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MikeMahler.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
If you've missed any of this interview and you want to hear it in its entirety, you can go to the superhumanradio.com website and you can stream it and listen to the show entirely. We're speaking today with Chuck Rudolph, the director of R&D for Cyvation Primaforce, about beta-ectosterone. Chuck, what kind of results have you seen with the people that you work with that have used this this compound?
You know what? First thing, I had time to go check on that method of action.
Oh, okay.
Because I had it in my head, but I wanted to make sure that I said it properly.
Sure.
One of the other researchers he and I worked together on this product for Cyvation, he either stumbled across or came across in his research that the nitrogen retention was a expression of the ultraspherical gene in insects and flies, and he ended up finding out that humans have the same type of gene, I believe it is what it is. It's called the retinoid X receptor.
Okay.
And that is the process that we think is acting on increasing protein synthesis or nitrogen retention. That's kind of the action that we've been looking at. So.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you for
that. I had to go
that.
Back and find that out because it slipped my mind.
No problem. Thank you.
But back to the results that I've been seeing have been pretty phenomenal. But like I said, it's been at extremely high doses.
How high?
Of the active, the minimum's been about 300 milligrams.
300 milligrams how many times a day?
Actually, it would be broken up 100 milligrams 3 times a day.
And are we talking about like a 98%?
No, actually, what I was using before our product started to come out was a 50% cyanotis vaga.
So a 98% would you know, obviously be even better. Okay, okay.
And yeah, the 98% is going to be, it's going to give you just less, you're going to use less material.
Right.
Because you're still getting 98% of the active.
Right. Gotcha.
Where the 50%, you're getting 50% of the active, 50% of other active steroids.
Now, I know. I spoke to, when I saw you guys at the Arnold, and I had a chance to talk to Mark, and he told me how high you were about this product and that you were really pushing for Cyvation to move into this product. And he told me that he was doing a cutting phase, and you had put him on it, and he actually gained 6 pounds while cutting, and it was pretty much all lean body mass because he didn't gain any fat. What other results have you seen with athletes you've worked with or even for yourself?
Just that, lean body mass gains. Strength increase. A lot of athletes that I deal with out here in California, they're high school, college athletes, and supplements in this area that I'm in are a no-no. They're negative. They get all depressed that creatine's bad and protein shakes are bad and you're going to get tested and going to get busted and all this. So some of the individuals that I've worked with, I told them, you're not going to have any problems. You can get blood work checked. But the biggest thing that I've seen is strength increase and lean muscle mass increase.
Now, would you say, since it doesn't have any androgenicity, that the strength increase is secondary to muscle size increase?
Actually, I think you get stronger before you start growing.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. And since it's not androgenic, that has to be happening through a different pathway as well.
Perhaps increased
red blood cell.
Very possible. Be the whole balancing of glucose so that we're not spiking insulin and we're not storing body fat.
Right.
The diet's there. I mean, all of it comes into play. But I mean, I've done diets for individuals where we haven't had any supplements, and then same person, I've done the diet over again and added this into it. And just the strength, the recovery is phenomenal. I think that's part of the adaptogen effect.
I would agree with that as well. So at 300 milligrams a day, that doesn't sound like very much. Is that across the board, or if you're a bigger athlete, is there a milligram per kilogram ratio that you've come up with that works the best?
Yeah, you know what? We've come up, and it's only anecdotal. I don't have any scientific data or blood work to back my dosing, but I've gone anywhere from 300 to 700 milligrams a day. So a 200-pound person, I would have them start at 400 and maybe work your way up to 600 milligrams a day.
So at I'm 260.
260. I wouldn't go more than 700 milligrams a day.
Okay.
Because I've had tight ends, I've had offensive linemen, catchers, you know, various large-bodied athletes, and the most that I've given them has been 700 milligrams.
Okay. Now, what supplements should be used synergistically with this? One of the studies you sent me piqued my interest. It showed that using ecdysterone actually pushes the upper limits of creatine saturation and vitamin D3 saturation in muscles. Is that correct?
Yeah, I saw that as well.
So does that mean that if you're using creatine already, that you're going to get a better bang out of your creatine when you combine it with this product?
I think it's going to help with just the overall protein synthesis, yes. So now you've got creatine in the muscle cell allowing you to push harder, giving you that extra burst of energy. You've got the beta-ectosterone coming in behind it, allowing you to recover faster, laying down more protein. So the two kind of work together pretty well, and that's kind of the combination along with branch chains that I've been using for my athletes.
Okay, so BCAAs, creatine, and ecdysterone, you feel those three work well together?
Very well.
Does it have to be cycled?
I do. I cycle all supplements except for fats.
Okay.
And just the reason, and, you know, I don't know, again, it's one of those things that's just in my head. That, you know, let's go 10, 12, 14 weeks, and then let's just take off 2 weeks just to get it out of the system in case there is some type of, what's the word that they use? Recognition that the body just sees it and it just gets used to it.
Yeah, change, right. It changes the way it reacts to it.
Exactly. Exactly.
So. Yeah. And now tell me about Anagen. Now, Anagen is the product that you've introduced that uses beta-ectosterone, but it has some other things in it as well, doesn't it?
Two other adaptogens, rhodiola and bacopa.
Now, rhodiola also increases oxygen consumption by muscles, doesn't it? Is that what it does?
Yes, and it's also a major adaptogen as well, increases work output.
Really? So,
yep.
And I could see how those would work synergistically if both of them are increasing red blood cell proliferation. They have
correct. Like that's why we put the two together.
Like
and
an erythropoietin type of an effect.
Yep.
Very
yep,
good.
Absolutely.
And where do people find Anagen? The only place I was able to read about it was on your website. I looked at some of the different supplement websites, and I didn't see it there. Is it relatively new? Has it not been released yet?
We just did our first small run of it. Unfortunately, one of the batches that we got of the Exterone didn't pass, so we weren't able to make as much. So I think bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet, and Bulk Nutrition will have it next week, I believe. But it's very, very limited.
How much does a bottle cost?
I believe it's $24.99 on bodybuilding.com.
And based on the dosing that we've talked about here, let's say someone who's using 300 milligrams a day, 100 milligrams three times a day, How far will a bottle go for them?
A month.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, no, we made it. I made it that way because I think everyone can start at 3 a day.
Right.
And see what kind of benefits they get out of it.
Now, you mentioned something a moment ago that's been a discussion on one of the forums that I like to venture into, and that is the method. How do you actually test your ectosterone for purity?
We use HPLC.
Okay.
The UV can give too much of a variance. And I think that was part of the problem with early on ectosterones. A lot of people were using a 90 or 95% UV tested. And then they were claiming or stating on the panel 90, 95%. So a person thinks they're getting that. Yeah, when it's tested actually with HPLC, it doesn't live up to that standard.
Okay. Yeah, so, that's good. So you don't just use the COA that comes with the product. You test
No. We test every material that once it comes into our warehouse, it gets sent out. We take a scoop off the top, send it out, make sure it passes before we put anything into a capsule. And then we test the product at the end of it to make sure the manufacturer's done their job.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. It costs a lot of money, but
it's the right way to do it.
It's the right way to do it. Definitely.
We're running down here in the next couple of minutes. I want to go ahead and plug the Sivation PrimaForce website, Sivation.com, SCIVATION.com, and PrimaForce, PrimaForce.com. The antigen is a Sivation product, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so people can go to Sivation.com and they can learn more about antigen, or they can go to bulknutrition.com or bodybuilding.com and see about purchasing it. We've been talking with Chuck Rudolph, Director of R&D for Sivation PrimaForce, about beta-ectosterone. Chuck, I want to thank you very much for being on the show today.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. You always send me lots of information. It's very good. I hope to have you on again.
Well, the more informed we are, the better education we can be. You know, the more educated we can be and provide that to the customer.
That's it. Thanks a lot, Chuck. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir. You too.
All right, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back to wrap up the show.
Radio 1080 WKJK.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram.
Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
And you're back with Superhuman Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lenore. If you came in late on that interview and you want to hear more about it later on this afternoon, it'll be posted on the website at superhumanradio.com. You can stream it using a media player, or you can set up a podcast and download it to your iPod software and load it onto your iPod and listen to it at your leisure. Next week's show, we've got the science behind topical spot fat loss reduction products. There's a lot of information or misinformation about what they do, do they work, and so on. We're going to be interviewing Caleb Stone. He's the president and head researcher for Avent Labs, and we're going to be exploring how spot fat reduction works and what to expect from it if you are going to use a topical spot fat reduction product. Sorry we didn't have LG here. I hope he's okay. He's out there somewhere, I would imagine. And we're glad that Chuck Rudolph was on the show with us today. I want to thank them again. Again, plug their website, Civation.com, S-C-I-V-A-T-I-O-N.com. Also, Primaforce, P-R-I-M-A-F-O-R-C-E.com. And they have a new product out called Anagen, which has beta-ectosterone in it. There's lots of beta-ectosterone products out there. I just want you to be aware of that. And that's what we were talking about earlier today. So you can look for your own product and settle on your own, whatever you care to. Anyway, I want to thank all of you for listening today, tuning in. This is Carl Lenore. I hope you tune in next week. We'll have another wonderful show for you. Have a great day.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a
single capsule brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
Superhuman Radio.
Yes, it's
Superhuman Radio.
Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
Superhuman Radio.
Who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as
Carl Lenore,
mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lenore. And this is the beginning of the 4th of July weekend. Hopefully some of you are still out there listening and not sitting in front of the barbecue already. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to be speaking today to author Marv Fremerman. He has authored a book called Mind Over Sports, and he has a new book that's about to be released called How to Gain the Mental Edge Through High Self-Esteem. And we're going to be discussing today the effects of meditation and visualization on sports performance, athletic performance. And that'll be right after the first break. First, I just want to go ahead and give you the phone number to if you want to call in and speak to our guests or you have a question for me. The phone number is 502-571-1080. The email address is onair, O-N-A-I-R, onair at superhumanradio.com. And the website, of course, is superhumanradio.com. I want to go ahead and remind everybody we have a forum on superhumanradio.com where you can actually carry on dialogue with our guests after the show airs. If you have a question that wasn't answered during the interview, go to the superhumanradio.com website, click the link for forum, sign up for it. You just have to create a screen name for yourself, and then you'll be able to have dialogue with our guests after the show is over if there's other topics that you want to expand on. So don't forget about our forum. And we've got some exciting information for those of you who are interested in the concept of meditation and visualization and self-esteem and its effects on sports performance. At the end of the show, we're going to tell you how to get a free self-test that was designed by Marv Fremerman to help you evaluate your own current level of self-esteem as it relates to sports performance. And then you can target the things that you need to work on. So we'll tell you how to get that towards the end of the show. A couple things I want to cover first. There was a, I normally don't talk about the run-of-the-mill medical issues on this show because we try to focus on issues about human performance, but this one kind of creeps in there, and I did want to bring it up. There was a study performed in Rome, Italy, by a Dr. Paolo Rossini, June 26th it was published, and it was about the effects of cellular telephone, RF, on the brain. Now, you know, everybody's talked about this in the past. There's always a lot of fear that cellular telephones have an effect that could potentially cause brain cancer or tumors and so on. And there's been a number of studies done in that area, and they've been inconclusive thus far. But this one is a little bit more interesting, especially if you're a sports-minded athletic person. The most recent study that was done showed that 45 minutes of exposure to traditional commercial cellular telephone RF alters the excitability of the neurons in the motor cortex. Now, what this means, we're not sure. I mean, it's not clear whether this is bad, it's good, or if it has any effect at all. But for those of us who are about to perform an athletic performance, you're about to compete, this may have some impact. That's why I'm raising this issue. What they did was they strapped two cell phones to the sides of 15 people's heads. One was a dummy that didn't transmit, and one did transmit, and they exposed them to the RF from the cell phones for 45 minutes, and then they did scans of the brain and a variety of other tests on the brain. After 45 minutes of exposure on the side of the brain that really was getting the RF, there was a significant increase and modification in the intracortical excitability. So the question you need to ask yourself is, should you be on the cell phone as you're on your way to the gym? And if you are going to be on the cell phone, you probably should switch ears every so often so you keep this excitability balanced, maybe. I don't know. But there is some information here that's valuable if you're about to perform in an athletic event. And that is, does that excitability hurt you or help you? And if you don't know, do you really want to expose yourself to it? So personally, I'm going to stay off the cell phone on the way to the gym from now on. And if I do have to use it, I'm going to use one of those earbuds. You know, nothing. I know that everybody wants to get things to be more convenient all the time. But the whole concept of having a Bluetooth unit stuck in your ear sometimes baffles me, because now instead of the RF being on the outside of your head, it's actually in your ear, because Bluetooth transmits in, I think, a 2.6 or 4.8 gigahertz frequency, which is very, very high frequency. I believe microwave is like 10 gigs. So it's pretty close to what we cook with. And then you have it in your ear. But the earbud is a nice thing because it's just a piece of wire. It's not transmitting. It's basically DC voltage going up and down. And so if you are going to use the phone on the way to the gym or before athletic performance, you may want to use an earbud if you can't abstain from using the phone at all. So that's it. That's my PSA for today. Stay off the phone on the way to the gym. Okay, so anyway, we're going to be back in just a couple moments with Marv Fremerman, and we're going to be discussing the effects of meditation and visualization on athletic performance in sports. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Talk Radio 1080, WKJK.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important,
important to you, buy N2Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com.
Finally, a Bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, so you're back. We're here. And we're going to be speaking now with Marv Fremerman. Marv is an author. He's authored several different books on the subject. The most recent one, Mind Over Sports, and a one that's going to be released very shortly. And we're going to tell you how you can get a copy towards the end of the show, called Gaining the Mental Edge Through High Self-Esteem, which covers sports and life in general. And he's authored several books of this type of subject, and we're going to be discussing the effects of meditation and visualization on sports performance. We're speaking to Marv today from his cabin office outside Branson, Missouri. How you doing, Marv?
Okay, Carl. How you doing?
Good, good. Anyway, first of all, let's define for the listeners the difference between meditation and visualization.
Well, meditation is basically a form of relaxation, but a lot of people use meditation in the same way they use visualization. But meditation has an enormous impact from the standpoint of health. You know, I'm sure you know that people who meditate regularly say they're, you know, they're more productive, less irritable, better able to handle pressure, and they also have the ability to lower their blood pressure. I've done that myself when I was taking a physical. And one study of regular meditators even reported up to 50% reduction in the need for medical care. And in another one, there was 80% fewer hospitalizations, especially for heart disease, mental illness, and viral infections. And these problems have been shown to, as you know, link to stress. So while visualization is actually, I kind of tie it in with actually creating what you want to happen to you in your life, you know?
Right.
And what I found, and this is kind of, you know, I've been doing these self-esteem building workshops and seminars for about 17 or 18 years now.
Right.
What I found is that when someone whose life is in harmony and they're not withholding their feelings, bottling up their feelings, and they're highly spiritual, they can actually create an image in their mind that will come to pass. But, you know, let me say this. But a lot of sports psychologists think you can do this without dealing with issues in your life. And one thing that most people don't realize is when you withhold, when you keep your feelings bottled up, that's a form of lying that demeans you and lowers your self-esteem and creates psychological baggage that affects your ability to focus and to process information. And that's why you see a lot of these kids that come to school, you know, they've seen all these things going on at home, you know, maybe a stepfather abusing their mother or whatever, and they haven't had anyone to talk to about it, and they have it all bottled up. When they come to school, they're not ready to learn, you know, until they deal with those issues. And I always recommend putting those kids into support groups and allowing them to talk about what's happening at home. So, but if you're not withholding and your life is in harmony and you feel good about yourself, you have a high sense of self-worth, and you're highly spiritual. And that doesn't mean you have to believe in God. It means you just have to be a very spiritual person.
Right.
You know, and then what you can do, you can actually visualize. I like to use visualization to music, and you and I were talking about that before. If anybody out there involved in sports, for example, what I've suggested is that you do, if you have access, you can do it just with a music track, you know, where you bring the lights down and put this music on and close your eyes and visualize what you want to happen. But if you are a football player, say, and you want to, if you have some video of yourself being successful, or a basketball player or a baseball player, you would put that on a video, some of it in slow motion, and you would put that music track with it. Then you watch it over and over and over, and then just before you go out to play, to perform, you would listen to that music track, and it's called image transference. You would see those visual images in your mind, and there's a very strong possibility that the images you've created on videotape with that music will happen during the game.
Right, so that would be a trigger. The music would actually be a trigger to get you back into that mindset.
Absolutely, yeah, right. And it's, you know, just it's kind of, they call that image transfer. The advertising business uses that all the time. You know, they have a television commercial with a music track, and then you put the music track on the radio, and people conjure up the image of the TV.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Now, with meditation, we've spoken about this. I'm a student of transcendental meditation, but
right,
there's lots of different ways. Yeah, and there's lots of different ways to meditate. You don't have to go to TM. With meditation, basically, what you do is you're focusing on a word that has no real meaning. You want a word that doesn't have any meaning because you don't want it to be associated that it triggers thoughts. Correct?
Right. Well, you know, when the Beatles came over here, they introduced everybody to the word Om, O-M.
Yeah. And the ashram.
Yeah, that's right. It comes from Om Madre Padre Hum or something like that, and it means hail the jewel and the lotus. But I recommend the word Om, and, you know, the way I suggest that doing it, and this is very similar to TM with some modifications, is that, you know, you see the ocean, and the top of the ocean, you know, is like all these waves on top of the ocean, and those are like your thoughts. And then you would see an air bubble go beneath the surface of the ocean and go down maybe 50, 60 feet or however you want to go, you know, deep, and it's very calm and quiet. And then you would see the word Om appear in that air bubble. And then the air bubble disappears, and the Om comes toward you. It becomes little. It becomes large. It changes font sizes. You just focus on that over and over again. And while you're doing that, there may be some thoughts like, you know, don't forget to bring some milk home for the baby that'll come in. You don't want to keep those out. Let them come right on through, just pass through. And then you go back to Om. And sometimes when you first start, you know, like 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the evening, before supper and before breakfast, when you first start, you'll have a lot of these thoughts coming in. And that's because you're not used to meditating. But gradually, over a period of time, those thoughts will disappear. And, you know, you'll just see the word Om, Om. And then what you do, once you have that mastered, it's kind of like Pavlov's dog, you know. Once you have that mastered, then what I do is suggest that you see there's a hole beneath your belly button, and you see your breath going into that hole. It comes up through your lungs and through your throat, and it comes out Om, Om, O-M. And that's the word I suggest using.
Right.
And then, in fact, I've got a marathon runner. And when he hits that 21st mile, he has that Om, it kicks in because it blocks everything else out. Long-distance swimmers do the same thing. You know, when they're in the water and they start to get really exhausted and tired, they begin to picture the word Om in their mind.
So those of you who are listening who have never meditated before and you want to start meditating, you have to be patient.
Right.
Meditation does not happen overnight. When I first started practicing TM 10 years ago, I actually entered the state of what the goal state of meditation, usually the last 4 or 5 minutes of my 20-minute session. But as I progressed and I was diligent about doing it, it became easier and easier to the point now where I can just think my mantra for maybe 3 or 4 minutes and I can go in.
Absolutely.
And so you become much more efficient, but you got to stick with it. You got to dedicate you know, a minimum of 20 minutes a day and preferably two times.
Right. And not only that, it's kind of like Pavlov's dog, you know, with the bell ring and the saliva. When you program your brain to identify that mantra and you see that mantra, it'll kick in automatically.
Right.
Like, sometimes I'll be driving my car down the road, down the street, and all of a sudden it kicks in, you know, and I don't even try to kick in. But a lot of people think, oh, that's terrible. You're meditating while you're driving. But actually, it's just the opposite. Everything is very clear, you know, crystal clear.
Right.
And you're very focused on what you're doing. But sometimes when you really meditate, like I did it for 13 years, 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the evening, and to this day now, like I'll tell a football player, for example, an NFL football player is going out in the field and there's 60,000 people out there yelling and screaming as he runs on the field just to see Om, you know, see that word. And he won't even know those people are there. I mean, he'll just run right out on the field and it calms him, you know, and it's very calming.
Now, there's lots of scientific evidence that meditation, regular meditation, in other words, not chronic, you know, hey, meditate before your first athletic event, you've never meditated before, but if somebody is a disciplined meditator over a period of time,
right,
that it actually affects the sympathetic-adrenal response, which a lot of people talk about, you know, before a competition or an event, they become anxiety-ridden, and they talk
right.
about the adrenal dump. Oh, you know, I just crapped out. I couldn't do it. I didn't hit my mark because I got that adrenal dump, and I became fatigued. People who meditate regularly are less susceptible to
right.
that response because it actually alters the sympathetic-adrenal response, which keeps your heartbeat lower and keeps your
sure.
response to stress lower. However, my question to you, I'm leading to this because I have a question that I want to ask. So, if I'm on the treadmill for 45 minutes,
right,
my heartbeat is elevated, I'm sweating, is it counterproductive to start meditating, to start saying my mantra and feel my body start to relax? Is that counterproductive to the exercise, or is it okay? In other words, I've often thought about that. Like, well, maybe I don't want to slow my heart down right now. Maybe I want my body to stay where it is. I don't want to slow it down. Is there any information out there that says, well?
Well, I can only tell you my experiences. I would say that combining meditation with that type of exercise is good. You know,
right?
I mean, that's what you're doing. You may be slowing your heart down or your pulse down, but you're also strengthening it through the physical exercise.
Right.
So I think. Meditating and physical exercise go well together.
Okay, now let's talk about visualization now as an adjunct to that.
Okay.
Someone who is preparing for competition, as you said, they can visualize themselves performing in this particular competition. They can put it to music so that music is a trigger.
Right.
And there is also evidence, scientific evidence, that visualization creates a hormonal blueprint, if you will. If you think of something, some impending situation, like you know when you're a kid and you had to go to the principal because she was going to be mad. Before you even got there, you got yourself so worked up that you were nervous already. So it's obvious that you can change your state by thinking about something, and subsequently you can change it positively or negatively. Now, when you visualize and you're thinking about an event. Do you have to do this with the same regularity as you would meditation, or is this something that you can do for five or six, you know, times before the competition?
You can do it instantly. But let's go back a little bit. In order for visualization, and this is what I've found, you know, now, you know, we were talking about this. I'm not saying sports psychologists are wrong. I'm saying they're only half right because they teach, you know, mental rehearsal and visualization. But what I've found is that before that's effective, you have to deal with issues in your life, personal issues that are going on at home or with your girlfriend or boyfriend or something. You can't just expect to be successful in visualization if you have all kinds of enormous problems going on. So the first step is to step back and deal with these issues. Don't withhold your feelings. Talk about what's going on in your life with somebody, maybe a coach or your spouse or, you know, someone. Then once you feel better about yourself, that's when the visualization really becomes effective. A lot of people use visualization even though they think they can just start, you know, or get in front of a mirror and say, I'm a wonderful person, and without dealing with issues. You've got to go in. And the reason for this, by the way, the sports psychologists don't get into that area. You and I were talking about this, is because it's the realm of the clinical psychologist. In other words, and the field of psychology is very territorial, that probably a lot of people are aware of, but sports psychologists are not allowed to deal with, you know, personal issues. I've been told by the head of a psychology department at a Midwestern university, but I'm sure they do, and that's fine. But if they found out, theoretically, they could lose their license. So the best thing is to be a sports psychologist and a clinical psychologist, or you can be a performance enhancement trainer, which is what I am. So I can do whatever I want, you know.
Right.
Have a psychology degree. Because I was going to be a sports psychologist one time. When she told me that, the head of the department, I said, excuse me, I said, you know, visualization, what I've found, doesn't work.
You know, that's what's wrong with medicine in general today. You've got they don't treat the whole person anymore.
That's right.
You know, yeah. you've got a one person who sends you to a specialist. They don't communicate well together. They don't sit down together and discuss all the factors. And same thing here. You've got a clinical psychologist who's going to try to help you with your personal issues. Well, those personal issues have direct effect and correlation to your sports performance.
No question about it.
How can you isolate them and say, well, no, we'll just deal with this. We'll let her deal with that.
It
makes no sense.
You can't. You've got to be able to deal with both.
Now, you've worked with we're going to take a commercial break here in a moment, but when we come back, I want to discuss some of the benefits that you've seen working with some of the professional athletes as it relates to meditation.
Okay.
Real circumstances, where they started, where they ended up as a result of working with you. We're talking about meditation and visualization today with author Marv Fremerman, and we will be right back after this commercial break.
Radio 1080 WKJK.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lenore. And we're speaking to author Marv Fremerman today from his cabin office outside Branson, Missouri. We're talking about meditation, visualization, and its effects on sports and athletic performance. So, Marv, give me some real-life examples of some athletes. You don't have to name names if you don't want to, but some where they started and where they ended up after undergoing either learning to meditate or using visualization.
One thing I wanted to do before we go off the air, I wanted to talk to your listeners about some of the work I've done with cancer patients and visualization.
Sure.
I won't do that now, time permitting.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
There's a whole section of my book on that. When I lived in Phoenix in 1989, I noticed an article in the newspaper, the track coach at Arizona State University seemed like a very, very nice person. So I called him up, and I went up to meet him, and we talked for a little while. And then about 2 weeks later, he called me, and he said, you know, I have a young girl who's a world-class sprinter, and she's having all these personal issues, and I wonder if you could work with her. And I said, sure, I'd be happy to. So I come up, and I meet this young lady, and now she was from Indianapolis, and she had all these problems going on at home, and she'd never really realized how they were affecting her. So I took her in a room, and we kind of talked about that, and we worked through some what she should do and some of these problems, these issues. There were financial problems, health problems with her parents, and so on. Anyway, and then I also taught her to visualize, and she'd never done this before. And one of the visualization exercises that I taught her was, and she did this to music, she would sing herself, because I knew she had world-class talent. You know, you couldn't do this with someone who didn't.
Right.
I had her visualize herself on a reviewing stand, bending over, having won a gold medal, you know, putting the gold medal around her neck and hearing the Star Spangled Banner being played. And to make a long story short, she stayed in school. She was ready to drop out of school and go back to Indianapolis. She stayed in school. She won the NCAA title 3 years in a row in the 400 meter. And then in the Atlanta Olympics, she got a gold medal. She got sick the night before her event, the 400 meters, but she ran the 4x1600 and did get a gold medal. And it was interesting because, you know, she actually couldn't have done that had she not solved all those problems going on at home, because she probably would have dropped out of school. So that was, a really textbook case and very powerful.
And that goes back to what you said earlier, that you can't just start visualizing or meditating without dealing with the negative self-esteem aspects, the things that make you feel undeserving of being a champion.
Right. It also creates blockages, you know, so that you can't focus.
Right.
I mean, it's amazing how, and I think, there are a lot of people, like in one of the books I wrote, Mike Singletary wrote something on the back of it. I had the pleasure of meeting him one time. He knows very much what I'm talking about, and he's a big believer in it. You know, he's the assistant head coach at 49ers, and
right.
A very, very nice guy. And but anyway, yeah, that was one case. Another case was a young man who I got a hold of him. He was a boxer, and he was 6-0. And I don't think he'd mind my mentioning his name on the air.
Sure.
He was 6-0. His name was Tommy Morrison.
Oh, yeah. Sure, I know who he is.
Well, Tommy lived in Kansas City for a while, and his coach called me, and we got together, and I did a little workshop, 4-hour workshop with him and some other boxers. And he had some problems with his father in Oklahoma City, and, you know, he knew that. He's talked about this publicly. But I had him visualize himself, performing. And, in fact, if anybody's ever seen him box, when he comes into the arena, they played that music, and he had a towel over his head. He was actually seeing how he was going to perform.
So that was his trigger music, in other words.
Yeah, they played the same theme for him. I forgot what it was. But anyway, what was interesting is that when he eventually won the world championship. I think he outpointed Foreman, but in the he fought this one boxer. I've forgotten his name, but he had this boxer knocked out at the end of the third round. But what had happened was he actually ran out of gas in the fourth round. Mercer was the guy's name. Mercer knocked him out.
Mm-hmm.
And his trainers, instead of getting him in better shape, Tommy liked to party. And he'll be the first one to tell you he just used to run around the Westport area in Kansas City all the time, you know, and date girls and all the time. And I used to say, Tommy, you know, if you want to be a heavyweight champ, you can't do that. But what happened after 6-0, I couldn't get near him after that, you know. Once he got to be successful, he was very, I don't know if you know about some of these heavyweight boxers, they have this entourage of
Well,
people.
Not only an entourage, but their handlers actually keep people from them because
they
don't want anybody getting too close,
yeah.
Because boxers are notorious for liking somebody and wanting to bring them into the financial fold.
Right. Well, what happened was that what they did after that Mercer fight, the trainer, who I think absolutely ruined him, changed his style of boxing to making him a finesse boxer so he could go 12 rounds. And it was the most ridiculous thing because he's a street fighter.
Yeah, he's a slugger.
Yeah, and to do that to him, his belief is that he's a street fighter. Well, I finally wrote him a note, and I said, Tommy, I said, you know, you are a street fighter, and he's a very, very nice kid, a very nice young man. And I said, you need to go back to what got you there and forget about what those trainers said. So he called a press conference, and he announced that he was going to go back to what got him there. And then right after that, he was diagnosed with HIV.
Right.
And that kind of ended his career. But I've heard recently he's 37 years old. He's thinking of making a comeback.
Oh,
and
good for him. I hope he does.
Yeah.
That would be great.
He thinks now that maybe his HIV was misdiagnosed. But I think what's happened was that he's gotten into remission, just like cancer patients. We can talk about that a little bit later.
I think he went to the same doctor that Magic Johnson went to.
Yeah, that's right. I think he did.
I have an email here from a listener named Brendan, is it possible to overuse visualization? And I think what he's talking about is if you use visualization too much, can it be counterproductive to readiness? Can it actually wear off?
I don't think so at all. I think the more you use it, the better you are. You just have to make sure that you're unencumbered with baggage, you know.
Right.
That's all.
How do you get rid of the baggage without going into therapy? Is there something you could do at home with your, you know? I mean, I know like a lot of 10-step programs, they want you to go out and apologize to everybody that you hurt.
Yeah. No. I like to have, if it's a team player, I like to make the team into a support group where they sit in a room, you know, and they talk with each other about what's going on. That's why you see a lot of times in the NBA, a team plays poorly and then they have a team meeting and they unload with each other. They talk about what's on their mind. Then they win 10 games in a row, you know.
Right.
They've gotten rid of all that.
Interesting. So that's cathartic. It's cathartic.
Yeah. Now, one thing you can do, somebody, you know, who doesn't have that, they really should have a mentor or a coach, or they could talk to their parents or somebody, maybe even a girlfriend or a boyfriend, you know, that they feel very close to. But they can also, like if they're angry at somebody, they can write that person a 12-page letter and then put it in their top drawer.
Wow.
You know, that has a very powerful effect on them, too.
Yeah, I know. Don't send it. Right. That's a therapeutic approach as well.
No. In fact, there's some coaches that will have kids do that, and they walk outside and they dig a hole, and they bury them, you know, with dirt, and then they put R.I.P., rest in peace, you know,
right,
over the...
I used to use a visualization technique where I would see the person or the problem engulfed in a large bubble, like the kind of bubble that you blow from a bubble maker, and then carried away.
Right. That's one
way. That was one that worked. You know, and you can't just do it once and go, oh, great, I feel better. You got to do it over and over again until you find that your body has to take on the physical aspects of believing it.
You know, there's a famous case at Menninger's in Topeka, Kansas, where a young man had an inoperable brain tumor, and they were predicting he was going to die, you know. But what happened, he began to visualize Star Wars attacking his brain tumor, you know, rocket ships shooting rockets,
right,
blowing it up and everything. This is a pretty famous case. And his brain tumor went into remission. It disappeared.
So the doctors had
him tape record that, his script, on the tape for other kids who had inoperable brain tumors or similar tumors. And they use that, you know, that they use that recording. I don't know if they're still using it or not.
Wow, that's phenomenal.
A nurse who had a little daughter who had a brain tumor, inoperable brain tumor. She was about 4 years old, 5 years old, and she was a nurse and knew a lot about visualization. And she told me that she had her daughter visualize a little bird coming and pecking every day at that brain tumor, pecking it away, and finally the brain tumor disappeared. But unfortunately, that young girl had a little bit of damage from the brain tumor that it created, you know, while it was there.
Sure, the area of the brain that it occupied obviously was damaged, right?
The tumor disappeared.
That's amazing.
Amazing, isn't it?
You know, for the athletes out there that, you know, because we're talking a lot about visualization, but getting back to meditation for a second, there was a study done in Norway recently, just in the past 30 days, for people who have insomnia, whether it's chronic or acute bouts of insomnia, and they tested a meditation as a relaxation technique prior to going to sleep against hypnotic sleep drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And meditation actually provided a greater degree of sleep, slow wave sleep, as well as, I'm trying to recall the study. I wish I would have brought it with me. I just thought about it.
Right.
As well as the effects continued to get greater and greater. The duration of sleep increased, and the opposite happens with the hypnotic drugs. They become less effective over time.
Right, right.
And so, you know, for those athletes out there, you know, recovery is a big thing. You train hard, you're getting the right calories, and everybody talks about, well, you know, you got to get good sleep. And it's very hard to get good sleep in this day and age because we take caffeine, we do all these things that are designed to hype us up, and then at night we're supposed to just flip the switch and go to sleep and get restful sleep.
Right.
Well, meditation right before sleep is very, very effective for recovery.
I do that. When I can't go to sleep, I visualize my mantra, and in about 3 minutes, 5 minutes, I'm asleep.
And that's the best sleep I get. I have to do it once in a while because I've been having trouble sleeping because of an endocrine issue that developed last year from something that I was fooling around with. And so I get these days where I just can't get to sleep. I'm all wound up at night. I meditate for the full 20 minutes, and then as I come out of my meditation, instead of opening my eyes, I just lean over and go to sleep.
Right.
And I go right out. We're going to
Let me ask you something to you that I think might be of interest to your listeners, too. You know, I mentioned to you that I've done some work with sickle cell patients in Kansas City.
Well, hold that thought. I want to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk about sickle cell.
Okay.
And I also want to tell people how they can get the self test as well.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be right back. Stay
I
with
also
us.
Want to talk about the cancer patient.
Yes, absolutely. We'll follow all that up after this break here. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio 1080, WKJK.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at APPNUT.com.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lenore, and we're talking today with author Marv Kremerman. about meditation, visualization, and its effects on athletic performance, and actually even more than that. So, Marv, you were saying you wanted to talk about visualization and sickle cell anemia.
Right. When I worked with the a basketball team in Kansas City, the UMKC basketball team, one of the programs is where you excel for higher order. You know, you get involved with someone that you want to excel for.
Like a mentor program.
Yeah. Well, it's not only a mentor, but yeah, so I introduced them to kids with sickle cell. And, you know, they would stand on the court as the team ran out and touch their hands, you know. And
gotcha.
Because about 80% of the players are African-Americans.
Right.
As you know, sickle cell is predominantly an African-American illness.
Right.
Oh, it is in the Mediterranean with Sicilians, too. But
yeah, and I was going to say us Italians get it, too, sometimes.
Right. But anyway, so one of the things I introduced these kids to, they have to take morphine. You know, when they don't call this anymore, but when they go into crisis, what happens is their sickle-shaped cells become, if they get excited about something, their sickle-shaped cells become coagulated and cut off the blood flow in their capillaries and veins, and you know.
Right.
So what I suggested was they visualize these sickle-shaped cells becoming whole and round and moving effortlessly through their veins and through their body. And I did that with music, with a very slow, relaxing music and a narration. And what a lot of these kids, a couple of them were teenagers, reported that they could start using much less morphine, you know, having to have less morphine shots because the tapes were relaxing them and the visualization. It wasn't so much important whether the visualization, whether the sickle-shaped shells were actually becoming whole and round, but it was their belief that they were, you see. And that belief is what actually put them, gave them more relaxation and took them out of crisis.
So it really had an extrinsic effect. While it didn't change the shape of the cells,
right,
it kept them out of becoming excited to the degree where the cells could become coagulated and cause a blockage.
Right. And the lady from the local sickle cell chapter in Kansas City sent this in to the national organization, my tape. And they adopted it, but they took my narration out because you know how doctors feel about visualization, although this was a number of years ago.
Yeah, so I know. They're becoming much more open to it, especially with cancer. Talk about cancer a little bit.
Yeah, let me just say very quickly, I used to work at a support center as a volunteer, and I put on work with these cancer patients who, most of them were women, diagnosed with cancer, and it was in the early stages. And one of the things, right, I would do is tell them, you know, whatever your oncologist tells you to do, you do that. This is not to oncologist.
Right, right.
This is strictly in addition, in supplemental. So, and the first thing I tell them, I said, you know, you have cancer, but that's not your problem. The problem is you have a suppressed immune system. So what we're going to do is focus on the immune system, and I won't go into it in detail, but let me give you an example about smoking, for example. You know, I don't recommend anybody smoke, but what I found, and this a lot of your listeners and doctors listen to the radio, maybe you do not agree with this, but smoking in and of itself does not cause cancer. Smoking combined with stress is what causes cancer. And here's what happens. Somebody smokes a cigarette, and the tar attaches itself to a cell and cuts off the oxygen supply.
Right.
But your immune system is standing by to gobble them up, so, you know, Pac-Man style. So your,
right,
immune system's gobbling these up, and everybody's got cancer cells in their body, whether they're from cell phones or electric blankets or overhead power lines or,
right,
or you know, I mean, all kinds of things, even greasy foods from fast food restaurants, you know. But anyway, and so, but when you encounter stress, your body gives off hormones that suppress the immune system, and the cancer cells begin to multiply at a rate faster they can be devoured.
Right.
What causes that stress? It's usually the most conspicuous characteristic of cancer patients is bottled up emotions. So these people are bottling up their feelings, and for some reason, or they've had some kind of a stressful event in their life, and they haven't talked about it, and it's suppressing their immune system. And what we do is everybody in that support group starts talking about what's going on in their personal life, you know, what happened that just prior to their being diagnosed with cancer. And once they do that and they begin to unload this, unleash this, then we get into the visualization where they see their T cells attacking the cancer cells. And it's a very powerful program. But again, it's like just like any visualization, the visualization process is ineffective unless they deal with these issues.
Right.
Creating the stress.
They got to unload that baggage for it to be effective.
See, the stress comes from, and this is where I found out, people with a low sense of self-worth, they see things as they are. You know, we see things as they are. We don't see things as they exist, but the way we see them based on our own feelings of self-worth.
Right, the way the mind labels it is the real issue.
Right. So if we have low self-esteem, we're going to see an issue negatively. If someone with high self-esteem will see the same issue from a positive perspective.
I just had a conversation with somebody about this the other day. This particular person was telling me that she hates to acknowledge when things go right in her life because as soon as she acknowledges it, then something goes wrong. And I tried to explain to her that there is no relationship. Things go right and wrong all the time. But the way her mind labels it is that when something good happens to her, if she acknowledges it and feels good about it, then something bad surely will happen to counteract it.
Well, you know, I can understand that, because sometimes what you should tell her is that it's okay to have those feelings, but just make sure that you know that when things are going right, it may not just be you. It could be some higher power that's helping you, that, you know, and you need to understand that you yourself are not doing that.
Gotcha.
You know, you are not creating that.
Well, I'll make sure she listens to this this part of the show as well.
You've got a great show. You know, you do. It's really nice that you're able to disseminate this type of information to your listeners.
Well, you know, I got to be honest with you. This is very selfish, because I wanted to talk to you, and if I didn't have a radio show, you probably wouldn't have returned my call. You know what? This is a situation where I get to talk to people about things that interest me, and hopefully the audience is interested as well, because they get to eavesdrop. But a lot of this stuff is very timely, too.
And how do I get into your chat room? I tried to do that.
Okay. I'm going to – you go to the forum. Forget about the chat. Go to the forum today and sign up for the forum, because I already have a show posted up there related to this subject matter, so that anyone who has any additional questions after the show, they can communicate with you at the forum level.
And how do I get to the
click
forum?
Click right above the chat, or right below the chat link, there's a button that says forum, and you'll click that, and that'll open up, and then you can follow the instructions to register. And then once you're registered, then you can go to the today's show, which is visualization, meditation, and performance, and then and post something like I'm here, and then choose. There's a little button at the bottom that says send me an email anytime somebody posts something to this.
Do I have to have a password?
I think you have to create a password. Just follow the registration directions. I'm not sure about that, to be honest with you.
Okay.
But anyway, also, I want to tell the listeners right now how they can get a free copy of the self-esteem and sports performance test that you provided. If they go to
the self-evaluation test.
Yeah, if they go to the Superhuman Radio website and click the schedule link on the left-hand side, and then look for today's date, and then click that link. At the bottom of the page where Marv Fremerman is his information is detailed, you'll see instructions on how to get a copy of the self-evaluation test. And this will give you a feel for, well, you tell them, what will this test do for them?
Well, it will basically, you'll evaluate. There are only 14 questions. You can do it in about 3 minutes. And it'll tell you if you rate yourself low on some of the issues, then that's something you need to look at, like interrelationships, if you're bottling things up, or if you're not being honest with your feelings, or you're not telling people how you feel. You know, those are the areas that you need to work on. It'll kind of tell you, depending on how you score. And if you score, like, between 120 and 140, you probably are doing real well in life, you know, and probably real well in your sport. But if you score under 90, why, then you're probably not performing anywhere near your skill level. You know?
And that's exciting. I would love to find out that I'm performing under 90, because that tells me that there's a lot more potential that I still have to unlock.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, I worked with the Rams rookies back in 1999, and I presented a program for about an hour to some of the rookies, Dre Bly and Torrey Holt and some of those guys, and about five huge linemen came up to me afterwards, and they said, God, we did terrible on the test. And I said, hey, that's great. And they said, what do you mean? I said, look, you're in the NFL.
I know. You're a pro already.
Where you are. Just think, if you deal with these issues, where you're going to be. You know.
Yeah, that's how I look at it. Well, that's the half full, half empty attitude, I guess.
But I thought that was pretty interesting. They were down, you know, very down in the mouth, because they thought they did poorly on the test. I said, you must have an enormous amount of talent to be where you are.
Really? With all the obstacles and baggage you're carrying around.
All right.
You can get a copy of the self-test, again, by going to superhumanradio.com. Click on the schedule link on the navigation bar on the left-hand side, and then click on today's date. Go down to the bottom of the page, and you can have the you'll get the test email directly to you, to your inbox. And that test actually leads into a book that we're going to be releasing. I couldn't get it up there. We have a book that we're going to release of Marv's called Gaining the Mental Edge Through High Self-Esteem. It will be up there probably Tuesday. I got a web guy who's going to be getting it up there. You know, it's a holiday weekend. Nobody wanted to work this weekend, Marv, so you know how that goes.
No problem. I understand.
But anyway, that'll be up there, and I'll announce it on the show and let people know how they can get that. So anyway, the other thing is Marv's website. You can go to mindoversports.com. He's got a book there. If you are an athlete, if you're the parent of an athlete, or if you're a coach, you can benefit from reading this book. I've read it. It's fantastic. Mindoversports.com. Very inexpensive book, but very powerful information in there. So please take advantage of that. And, Marv, it's been wonderful having you on the show.
Carl, thank you for inviting me.
And have a great weekend, and I'm sure it's very beautiful where you are. You were out on the deck when you were talking to us earlier, weren't you?
That's where I am.
I could hear the wind blowing. I thought I was trying to imagine how green it must be where you are.
It is just beautiful here, but I just want to say this. This has been one of the fastest hours in my life.
I know.
It goes by so fast.
I know. We'll do it again, I promise you that.
Yeah, well, I really love getting these questions. I really enjoy it.
Okay. Well, that's great. You have a great weekend, Marv.
All right, Carl. Thank you.
Bye. Well, there you go. Another hour went by. Next week, we've got another exciting show for you. We've got a show favorite on next week. We've got Chuck Rudolph. Chuck just published a new book called Game Over, The Final Cut Diet. And 13 years of nutritional experience working with elite athletes. He has compiled all of this information. He told me that this is not a one-size-fits-all book. This, in fact, is a book that you can take the formulas and figure out for your own body type, your own phenotype, how to reach your physical goals through nutrition. We're going to have him on next week. You're not going to want to miss that show. And signing off, this is Carl Lenore for Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.